Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This week, the second major of the golf season heads to Quail Hollow, home of the Green Mile finish.
You even shot one of these things before?
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Why do I have to be in camouflage so the big bad quail doesn't see me?
PGA Championship Week on Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
I don't even know what the f*** the quail is.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What's up?
That little I don't know what a quail is just kind of gets...
It's good.
I got a little chuckle.
It's a good find.
Solid delivery from Mr. Wilson.
Yeah. From Owen Wilson?
Owen Wilson.
You said that's from Wedding Crashers?
Wedding Crashers were on the quail hunt.
So when they announced that the PGA Championship was going to be at Quail Hollow, that's what you thought of?
When I thought quail, that's where my mind first went.
Right there?
Yeah.
I love that.
It's not bad. It just it gave me a little chuckle. I know it was there the other day because we were talking about what is the difference between a quail and a pheasant or whatever, but I got to actually hear it and absorb it, and it gave me a little chuckle.
Oh, you actually heard it today?
I heard it today.
You didn't hear it yesterday.
Well, I did, but I wasn't really paying much attention to it. Today, it hit me, and it gave me a little bit of a tee-hee, maybe a ha-ha.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at Buckley.
I chuckled.
The talents.
Yeah, the talents.
Well, how's everybody today?
If only there was anything to talk about.
Tuesday. Yeah, we have to get right into it because Josh Allen's girlfriend released bikini pics.
Yeah, we got bikini pics. We've got dead people maybe going into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, Pete Rose.
Yeah. We have
I saw that. A series of breaking news.
Hey,
can I just say I don't care about that?
I don't either.
Because he's dead.
Well, they're both dead. And...
Is Shoeless Joe's dead?
He's not just dead, super dead. Let's play the fun game.
What year did he die?
What year Shoeless Joe Jackson dies?
That's a good question. I will say Shoeless Joe...
Because that was what, 1919 was the scandal,
that's right?
I will say that Shoeless Joe Jackson died in 1946.
I'll say 52.
Wait, who's looking it up?
Yeah, someone's got to look
it up. I thought you were.
Well, okay. Sue can guess, and then I'll look it up. I've already guessed 52.
I got it.
So we're going 1919 is the scandal, right? And I'm going to say he was 28.
Ooh. You said 52?
I did.
I said 46.
Okay, so it's right around there.
What do you think?
You said 52. I'm going to price is right it.
This is not age. This is year.
This is year.
Yeah.
I know. But you said ooh, and what was your guess, Buckley?
52.
52.
Well, I'm Price is Right, and I'm going one over that.
Okay.
I'm going 53.
Shoeless Joe Jackson perished. He left this plane. There's my timpani roll. You don't need to hit the table. We got it on. It's like
I
a
know,
drop, you know?
I was doing it myself. I like doing it. Don't tell me what to do.
1951.
Ah, I went the wrong way. My Price is Right went the wrong way.
You idiot.
Son of a gun.
Did you hear Rick Riz? Loved that. Well,
and saw that too.
He did make it to age 64.
So while I don't care about Shoeless Joe Jackson, I will say I care more about Pete Rose, and this is fairly petty of me because I think Pete Rose is a garbage human being.
Was.
I don't really care whether he gets in. I'm glad that he didn't get to get in and get the enjoyment out of it because that dude sucks. So I kind of enjoy the fact that he went to his grave not knowing that he was in the Hall of Fame. That's very petty of me, which I probably shouldn't do. But again, much like that Quail Hollow thing, I'm going to get a tee-hee out of the fact that if Pete Rose gets in, and he probably will now.
You think he will?
Well, I would think so.
Those voters are pretty petty.
Now that he's eligible, you know, and I feel like the general consent, like you say let him in. Right?
I don't care.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are of that ilk.
He was a Hall of Fame player.
I think he gets in.
I do think you need to add on his plaque or whatever you do in the Hall of Fame, like tell the story of him.
Can I have a plaque that says garbage human being?
Yeah, maybe give him his own wing. Maybe he can start the GHB wing of the Hall of Fame.
You put Barry Bonds in there.
You could slide
Roger
Ty
Clemens
Cobb over there.
Ty Cobb, yeah.
Would that be controversial? Who are you moving from the regular hall into the...
Well, clearly Ty Cobb.
Well, obviously Ty Cobb, but who else do you group in there? There's got to be others.
Bonds?
Yeah, Bonds.
Yeah, just because of the roids or just because he was an a-hole?
Both. Bonds sucked. Like, you could put... Like, is Jeff Kent in the Hall of Fame?
I don't believe he is.
No. If he is, we can move him over there. Look, we know. We know who belongs in there.
Do you slide Big Poppy over? He was a steroid guy, and he's in.
Nah, we love Big Poppy.
See, this is a problem.
No. There's a difference between being steroid guy and being garbage human being guy. Big Poppy was great. He just liked the sauce.
So if you're nice and you did the sauce, you're okay. But
I'm
if you're a jerk,
but if you're the home run king and you did the sauce, this, but you were a
this isn't about whether you sauced or not. This is about whether you were a garbage piece of crap. Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds were pieces of crap. Big Poppy was not. He just wasn't. Big Poppy was a lovable figure.
That's right. But so is it the Hall of Lovability?
Ken Caminiti, garbage human being. They're in the Hall of Fame. They're just in the
RIP,
garbage
right?
wing. Right? There's a separate. We're moving. Ty Cobb didn't do roids, but Ty Cobb killed the guy and was the most racist person alive at the time. So yes, he goes in the garbage section.
In this day and age of hashtag me too and canceling, I just feel like if you put that wing up, there's going to be a lot of people sliding over year after year.
And that's fine.
You know what I mean?
Maybe we do it like soccer where we go back and forth. We're like, hey, he was in the garbage wing last year. But then he does something like good for the kids or whatever, and we move him over.
You have to spend a year in the garbage wing, and then we move you back.
And we like Brett Favre in the Hall of Fame, like in the NFL, he's in the garbage wing, but like maybe he saves some kittens from a burning building, and we're like, Favre's not such a bad guy. And then he goes back over to the good one. We just slide back and forth.
Yeah, so there's that. Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe are now eligible for the Hall of Fame because Rob Manfred, I don't know, changed something and whatever.
And we got Achilles being blown out. And Celtics suck now. And
bro, the Blazers are for sizzle.
I know.
How about that? We woke up to that news today.
I wasn't ready for that shams bomb.
No, kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Although it does make sense that we knew that nothing was going to happen until the expansion. The expansion thing was going to happen. And Silver has said that is on the docket for this offseason. And so that influx of money. Look, this is the worst kept secret. And I love how no one will just come out and say it. Jody Allen and Burt Colt, they do not have their own money. It is Paul's money. And everyone knows that there is an incentive. There is a percentage, one, that they get for running all this. And that when they sell stuff, the more it sells for, the quote, more bonuses they get. It just like, so this thing was never going to be sold until the expansion thing and that influx of cash came in. And what was it? How many years ago? Was it 7 years ago, 5 years ago? When did Paul Allen make but Phil Knight make the offer? $2 billion that he made
a couple years ago.
That was many years ago.
3 years
ago. It's not going to sell for four.
4 years ago.
Dude, Jody Allen and Bert are going to, they were never going to sell at that. They knew what was going to happen, and that is more money in their pocket.
Well, if you think about it, the Phil Knight offer was kind of a low ball.
Yeah.
No wonder she didn't call him back.
Well, I'm getting.
She knew. Because they were valued at $3.6 billion by Forbes. And many are saying current market conditions, they could get $4 billion for this team.
So let's say, because no one really knows, but let's say if you're Jody and Bert, you get anywhere from 2 to 5% of whatever you sell that goes in your pocket. And you're sitting there and you're like, and we did look it up. Jody makes like, what was it? It's a couple $100 million for managing the trust. She gets to make that every year. So, you know, that trust is going to go on forever. That thing, remember she said it could take 15 years to unwind everything. Yeah, it's going to take 15 years. And so you're sitting there and you're like, wait a minute. I just got an offer for $2 billion, but I know if I just sit around for a couple more years, that that's more than likely going to be $3 or $4 billion. And then the expansion money, those two expansion franchises are going to be probably $5 to $6 billion a piece that gets spread out amongst the owners. Do you get a chunk of that? Of course she was going to sit on it. And now you got a chance to sell it. And I think this is the best thing that could possibly happen to Portland. You cannot have an absentee landlord with no skin in the game and no long-term vested interest other than selling this for to the highest bidder. You can't have that and expect to be a well-run organization. And now,
it's almost as if some people have been saying that since Paul Allen died. Good grief. Yeah, well, I think the big thing is the media deal, right?
Yeah.
They got the media deal done. I mean, yeah. You keep saying expansion, but that hasn't happened yet.
No, but it sounds like Silver is going to address it this offseason, and within a year or so, basically, Seattle and Vegas are getting teams, and those teams, right. The expansion fees, they're saying that could be $5 to $6 billion
right.
A pop.
What you're saying is there's no sale until the expansion fees get dispersed.
Yes.
Yeah. Because they'll want to cash in on that. So that means, you know, if they don't expand next year, that means the team will not sell.
Yeah.
Based on what you're saying. But I think the bigger thing is the media deal got done, the new media rights deal. So they cash in on that.
Yep.
The valuation has skyrocketed as sports franchises all over the country are skyrocketing in value. And they got rid of the arena.
Yeah.
So they don't have to deal with the, because the city now owns Moda Center.
And now there's
a
5-year bridge lease. And
they don't have to deal with the renovations of the arena. Although if they hold on to it for a while and drag this thing out to wait for expansion fees, you know, something's got to be done eventually.
And Dusty was saying, and from everything that you kind of read, and I tried talking to as many people as I could today and was just kind of putting out feelers. Everyone has the general consensus that this is somewhere between 12 and 24 months. You'll probably know who's buying it before the 12 months, but to actually take control of it, 18, 24 months, something like that. And by then you should have the expansion thing figured out. You should have a clear idea of who's doing this. And like when the Warriors did it, and who was it? Brian Berger of Sports Biz Radio. He was on there and said this is going to be an auction, much like the Warriors. So you'll get a handful of groups or individuals that'll get vetted by the NBA, and then it just goes on the block, and highest bidder gets it. Sounds like this is not going to be one of those what's best for Portland, or there's incentive, I guess, in Paul Allen's will for this to go to the highest bidder for as much money to fund the, you know, his all his philanthropy stuff, the Paul Allen Foundation. So get out the checkbooks. This is going to go to the highest bidder.
Mine's out.
You got, well, and here's the thing. Not only are you going to need $4 billion to buy the team. Ouch. You're going to then probably need $2 billion, $1.5 billion to then build the new arena. Because you're going to need a new arena, and we know the city's not going to build it for you. Maybe there's a few dollars, kind of like what they do with the baseball stadium, but largely you're building this on your own. So wherever you build that, you have to buy land, you're constructing that. So let's just say a safe estimate here when it's all in, let's say $6 billion that you're about to dump into this thing. And I don't know about you, but I'm a little short of...
I got you.
You got me on that? So
I got you.
I don't know how many people.
All right.
It's probably groups, but.
Well, listen, that brings. Okay. So the big question is who will own the Blazers, right?
Yeah.
Who will buy the Blazers?
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't know that, obviously. No. Although Craig Marquardo has put his name in. Did you know that?
No, I did not. Can I ask the question?
You going to ask who is Craig Marquardo?
Yeah, I'm going to ask.
You don't remember him? He was he was that fraud that jumped out for the MLB to Portland thing back in 2001 or whatever.
That dude?
Yeah.
Really?
I think he went to jail for like tax evasion or something. Yeah, he's thrown his name. I'm just kidding. It was a joke.
Oh, okay.
I was just joking. It's a joke. We're doing jokes here. We're doing bits.
I was like,
Anyway, who will it be? There are no shortage of really, really rich people who want to be in sports. So we will get to that coming up next on The Fan. All right, the Blazers are finally for sale. Got a little statement here from the team, or at least was posted to the team's Twitter account.
Yeah.
X. They call it X, Jace, not Twitter.
That's still the dumbest rebrand of all time.
Everything's computer.
It reads, the estate of Paul G. Allen. By the way, do you know what the G stands for? Do you have your Paul Allen facts?
Gregory.
Handy. Gardner.
Oh, can't say I knew that.
Gardner.
I don't know about really the history of Paul. Can't say I ever read a book. I didn't find him that interesting, to be honest with you.
Well, he kind of wasn't.
No.
I mean, he didn't give you much.
I knew people that worked for him that said that that is really just the truth. He just was a he was a computer nerd that made a bunch of money. And you know.
I read Idea Man, but not gonna lie, it wasn't riveting. That was his book.
Yeah.
The estate of Paul G. Allen today announced it has commenced a formal sales process for the Portland Trailblazers NBA franchise, consistent with Allen's directive to eventually sell his sports holdings and direct all estate proceeds to philanthropy. The estate has selected investment bank Allen & Company and law firm Hogan Lovells to lead the sales process. Have you heard of Hogan Lovells?
No, but I guess they've done this a handful of times.
No way. They need to call the advocates.
Yeah. Are they involved in this? I think this is a group that specializes in these sorts of
deals. See, I got the sponsor in there.
I love how you threw it in there. I like it.
Which is estimated to continue into the 25-26 basketball season. The NBA Board of Governors must then ratify a final purchase agreement. This news does not affect the Seattle Seahawks NFL franchise or the estate's 25% interest in the Seattle Sounders MLS, and neither is for sale. Why do you think they have to put NFL franchise after the Seahawks? In the event that somebody doesn't know that that's an NFL franchise.
That is interesting.
Or even the Trailblazers are for sale. Wait,
yeah,
the NBA Trailblazers? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to get some like single A coastal Seahawk team involved by accident, I guess.
Yeah. Well, this is good news because
I think it's great news.
When Paul Allen died, it took a while. It took a little bit of time, but once Jode took over, it just was all going south because she doesn't care.
Well, we know.
She doesn't have the passion.
No. Well, there was no.
And
no,
Bert Cold's a moron.
There was no skin in the game. I keep going back to that. You can't. This would be like if your husband or wife came to you and said, "Hey, just so you know, sometime over the next 5 to 10 years, I'm leaving the marriage. I'm not going to tell you when, but I'm leaving the marriage, and the only reason I'm sticking around is trying to get that pension plan, kind of like a jaded cop sort of thing. So I'm just going to stick around. How invested would that person be in the marriage? That's what you had here. And so the fact that whatever comes next, with the exception of a Sonic situation, which I don't think the NBA would allow. I know people are scared of that, but I think that's like
we'll get to that in a second.
I think that's a 1% chance. But you can't tell me that whoever ends up buying this, and again, is probably dumping somewhere in the neighborhood of $6 billion between arena, land development, and the team, they're going to care. And so that's all I want out of this. And the owner may not be perfect. The owner may, you know, have flaws or whatever. It may not be local. Probably it's not going to be local. But the fact is you have someone that has a vested interest. And if you're spending that kind of money, I'm assuming that you care and you're passionate about this. And I think that's all you can ask for.
Well, nobody was more passionate than Paul, and I think that's what was great about him.
Yes.
And, maybe you lose sight of that once he died, but it's crystal clear now that his passion for wanting to win, because he grew up a Sonics fan, and you know, he loves the NBA, and he was involved in decisions. And, of course, that at the time, we were like, oh, he meddles, and this is bad. But the reality is you want that passion. And, oh, by the way, you want one of the richest men in the world to own your team.
Yeah.
And you had both of those things. And then when he died, Jode's, they're just a bad franchise now. It's a bad ownership situation. Bert Cold doesn't know what he's doing. I thought the Joe Cronin hire was a bad hire. And so this is what you get. So thankfully, as this thing has been pretty bad for the last 3 or 4 years, and it may be bad for a couple more years, thankfully, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Now, as to who buys the team, the thing about it is like, I know people, you know, my phone's blowing up of, oh, who would it be outside of Phil? Well, I don't know if Phil's interested or not.
87 years old.
Yeah, but I mean, he was interested when he was 84 years old. Yeah. So it could be a legacy play for him. I don't know. But that was, I mean, the reality is, we said it last segment, that really was a low ball offer.
Yeah.
I mean, Jody was, well, you know, in hindsight, yeah, not returning his call. It's like, dude, come on. You kidding me? I'm going to get $4 billion for this. I'm going to get double that because Phil offered two.
Yeah.
In 2 years, once the new media deal is in place. And that's what they're saying. They're saying about $4 billion. But I just think that the idea that it has to be a local owner, it doesn't have to be a local owner.
It's not going to be.
There aren't a lot of people that can own a franchise here. Which is why I was joking about Craig Marquardo or Tommy Thayer. The thing about sports franchises now is you've seen these values skyrocket over the last really 20, 25 years.
It's ridiculous.
Is that pretty much anybody with money or even people who have a little bit of money, they join forces to create a pool of big money.
Yeah.
They all want in the sports game.
Yeah.
So it does not... If there are no shortage of Richie Riches who want to jump into the sports game, it is absolutely one of the best, if not the best deals out there for filthy rich people. And so they all went in. So the question is as you alluded to, it will likely be an outside of town owner, which is fine.
Yeah.
It depends on who that is, you know, how passionate they are about you know, like the game versus just running it as a business. That's a big question. But the bigger one is the Sonics thing.
Yeah.
And the NBA, so Jode probably doesn't give a rip, but...
the NBA does.
The NBA does. The NBA does not want to have another Sonics situation in the Northwest. They have egg on their face from what happened with Clay Bennett and the Sonics being stolen to and going to Oklahoma City. They're not going to let that happen again in Portland. So I feel like whoever gets the team is going to keep it here because I feel like that is going to be a big part of the bidding process.
Yeah. And I would assume that the NBA, who has said multiple times, and by the way, they're gonna fix it. Seattle's getting a team here in the next year. They'll make an announcement.
Yeah, you mentioned that you kind of glossed over it, but it is true. The expansion teams, because you may be worried about, because the first text I got today was from somebody who's like, well, wait a minute, Vegas has an arena and Portland's arena. It's like, oh no. No, slow down.
Yeah.
The expansion teams are going to go to Vegas, and they're going to go to Seattle. So the Sonics will be back, and then Vegas will get its own team. So there's really, there are other cities they could move.
You'd have to contend with, like, you know, Kansas City is one that's had an arena for years and years.
But Portland's a very vibrant market. It's been a great fan base.
You don't have any competition here.
Yeah.
So I
won't let it happen.
I would be shocked if in the vetting process, and remember, everything has to be approved by the NBA, you know, the owners have to stamp off and approve anything. So I would assume, and maybe this is just me being naive, but I would assume part of the vetting process is a plan for either a massive overhaul. I mean, we have the sixth or seventh oldest arena and might be the oldest when you consider we haven't had major renovations. Like, Madison Square Garden's the oldest, but that thing is constantly undergoing renovation. And we don't. I mean, we do minor stuff, but Moda Center is, whoever buys it, that is not something that's going to be for the next 10 years. So I would assume part of the vetting process is a plan to either completely redo Moda Center or more than likely build an arena and have that as like a Steve Ballmer thing, where you know you're going to have to build it basically on your own, which is where I came up with roughly the $6 billion. $4 billion to buy the team, and let's go $1 billion to $2 billion to build
it. And the way you
arena.
Make your money back on that...
Development.
As we've been talking about with MLB to Portland, is the Rose Quarter is ripe for developing around a new arena. Or a refurbished arena.
Yeah.
So they would make a bunch of money on... apartments, retail, whatever it is around the arena. That's how you recoup your money there.
The only way it would happen, and again, you're talking about you can never say never in the world of sports, but when the Sonics were sold, that thing was sold with the idea of he wanted to move them to Oklahoma City, right? That was the plan all along. And the NBA got a ton of flack, and it was such a bad look. And everyone you talk to, I have not heard anyone that thinks that that is in any shape or form a reasonable idea that that's going to happen. The only way it could happen is if a guy comes in and really has it as an F you to the city that says, hey, you build me an arena or else I've already got something lined up and ready to go. And again, that's going to be part of the vetting process. I just don't think it's a realistic thing that you have to be afraid of if you're a Blazer fan. I really don't.
Well, that's why it's I feel like it's like this. If you have a guy like that who comes in and is like, I'm the highest bidder,
yeah,
but I'm moving the team,
yeah,
or there's the threat of I'm moving the team, they don't have to give it to that
guy.
No,
they don't.
Because again, and this is in business. I think everybody's talking about how rich people, all they want to do is get into sports now.
Yeah.
So it's not as if they're only going to be one or two bids.
Yes.
Dude. You see the A-Rod group, there's been so many groups. Brady's now involved. Yep. And again, these aren't the big money guys, but I'm just saying what they do is they partner with the rich billionaire guys.
Yes.
There is going to be no shortage of groups that will bid for the Blazers or any sports franchise that's for sale because they know how much money they're going to make off of it. And so if you're the NBA, you can push and sort of like, you know,
what are your plans?
Work them against each other and say, hey, listen, we're not going to let you take this team out of Portland. It's been a great a great city for us. It's a great fan base. We've already screwed over the Northwest once.
Yep.
It's not going to happen.
No.
So we're going to go. As these bidding groups, as it gets competitive, somebody's going to say, all right, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
We'll make it work.
Yeah.
I'll develop the Rose Quarter. I'll be a freaking Portland hero.
I mean, you've had
the new Daniel Baldwin.
I mean, essentially, you've had two teams in 20 years. If you want to go back, you could say three teams since 1985 when the Kings left, the Grizzlies left, and then Oklahoma City. Because the Hornets thing was weird because it was New Orleans, but Charlotte got their team. And teams don't move in the NBA. They don't want them to move. Despite Portland struggles, we still do very well in attendance. We're the only game in town. It's just not in the NBA's best interest to screw over a team again. It's just not. And by the way, there's not many major metropolitan areas that don't have an NBA team that are better than ours.
Right. What's the slam outside of expansion in Seattle getting the Sonics back?
Yeah.
What's the slam dunk city where you'd be like, oh my God, it's head and shoulders better than
you don't.
The history that you have in Portland?
The only markets that would seemingly make sense, unless you get a guy like who bought the Oklahoma City team?
Clay Bennett.
Right. Because he was from Oklahoma City, because that made no sense other than he just wanted to move a team to his hometown. You have Kansas,
but some of that's on Howard Schultz, remember?
Yes,
who allowed that?
Who everyone did.
But the hard part here is that people go, "Well, Jody doesn't care," and she probably doesn't.
But the NBA does.
But I thought that Paul Allen did. Didn't Paul Allen before he died? And we haven't seen what's in there, but I thought Paul Allen said, "Hey, I want to keep." I think it's important to him to keep it in Portland. Or at least I thought it was.
I certainly hope so. But you got
so if that's in there,
yeah,
Jode needs to abide by that as well, because she always said she would do what Paul wanted.
The only markets you'd be dealing with Kansas City, you'd be dealing with Baltimore. I'm scrolling down.
But why is Kansas City so much better than Portland?
It's not.
I'm just saying, if you're the NBA, why would you piss in Portland's pot? Rip a team out from under a city that's the only team in town, of the major sports teams. And to go to Kansas City, where it's far from a slam dunk.
In a smaller market.
Yeah. And far from a slam dunk there.
No. I'm just looking through metropolitan areas
Nashville?
Yeah, Nashville. But again, smaller, but Nashville would be
what if Salt Lake gets a second team? They just start dominating us.
I mean, I guess you could say San Diego. San Diego doesn't have a team.
I don't think they give a rip.
Probably not. Jacksonville,
again, dude, you're not going to find a city that cares about its team.
No, there's just
quite like Portland.
I just don't. I know that's everyone's fear because it's always the fear, and it happened a couple hours north of you. It's just, I think the best thing that happened to Portland was Seattle getting their team ripped out, and what an awful look that was for the NBA. And they're not going to do it again.
Well, there was always that fear too that with Paul being a Seattle guy that he would always take the Blazers back up there, or Jody would.
They're getting expansion.
And all you people that said that, I would like you to acknowledge that did not happen.
No,
the whole time we were like, "That's not going to happen. He's not going to do that."
No, they're going to be.
And here it didn't happen.
No,
same thing here.
They're going to be here.
You little bitch.
They're going to be here unless a billionaire from Salina, Kansas comes calling.
She won't even return his calls, you freaking bitch. What is up with that? That was the Jody Allen Phil Knight?
Yeah.
She is an aloof bitch, you freaking bitch.
Jody has had
Do I owe her an apology?
It's possible.
I'm sorry, Jody.
Jody has a lot of financial, has had a lot of financial reasons to just string this thing along.
Yeah. Well, she's played it right. Yeah. If you think about it.
Well, this is her chance to make generational money. Again, she doesn't have her own money. This is where she will get her money for the rest of her life. And I can't fault her for putting her foot in the cash register.
Well, the Blazers are for sale. Paul Allen bought them in 1978 for a mere $70 million. And they are saying that they could fetch $4
billion
based on current market conditions.
Hey-o!
That's pretty good.
A tasty little number, right?
No wonder everyone wants to get into pro sports.
Yeah.
By the way, the Celtics just sold for $6.1
billion. Yeah. I keep wanting to know like what the Cowboys would sell for.
Probably over 10.
I would think so.
Do you think Jody could... how many players on the current team do you think Jody could name? I'm serious.
I think she could name the majority.
No
she's
way.
She's not getting the
no
five.
Way.
Yeah, she's...
you say five?
I bet she has five.
No.
She knows Scoot.
No, she's getting 10.
You are giving her way too much credit.
Really?
Yes.
She's got to be...
I bet she can't even name the GM.
She's got to be in some meeting.
Hey, who's that guy we hired, Bert?
Oh, no. They're always saying that Jody's great, right? And every president... Oh, yeah. Jody Allen gives us what we need to be successful. And
I bet it's under five. If Buck's saying five, I'm going three.
No, you'll, well,
she knows Scoot. She knows Ant.
She probably knows Aiton because of the whole ice thing.
I don't know about that.
You don't...
I'm going to go Klingon. I'm going to go with a white guy.
Klingon?
He's just so cute.
We'll never know because she's not doing it. You think... she does not speak, and she's not about to now. She's going to slip away into the sunset.
Yeah. She never said a word, did she?
No. I don't ever remember her.
Aloof bitch.
God, I don't think she's coming on this program.
The worst. Oh, like she'd come on any program.
She's not.
God. What would you ask? Bitches be high maintenance if she came on. Big Sook, one question for Jode.
One question.
What would your question
Gosh,
be?
Gosh, that's a good. Man, let me noodle
that's
with
a good.
That. Yeah, because we got to...
would you ask her about, like, the sexual harassment case that...
I'd ask her if she wants to hang out. Hey, Joe, can we...
get some of that money?
Why are you going there? Heard you're recently coming into a bit of a financial windfall. You want to hang out? I got a Speedo and some bones.
Yeah, if you don't know that story, look that up. Yeah, it's wild.
Good times.
All right, headlines continue next with Oregon missing out on a key recruit and another Achilles injury. Here's Buck.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yeah, one quick follow-up. Not pertaining to the Zers, your Zers. The people of Portland have spoken, Jace.
We have.
Not you, the people.
Mm.
And they're mad at you.
I'm a man of the people. Why? What did I do now?
Well, you... They are claiming that you need to do your homework on Ty Cobb.
We go down. Yeah, there's one guy. Oh, I love that there's there's a small faction of people now. I've heard this in recent years that are trying to claim Ty Cobb was a gentleman and a scholar.
Well, I was reading up on this.
What?
And there is an author of a Ty Cobb book who is claiming that he was not a bad guy. He was not a racist. Mm. And the person who started all that was right after he died, had an axe to grind with him or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going to let you go ahead and do your own research on the internet like Aaron Rodgers did.
I'm not going to.
Maybe consult your leader, Joe Rogan, on this.
I'm going to consult an oracle. I'm going to do like a bone oracle in my backyard, like a dead possum. I'm just going to say this. My whole life, I have lived under the belief that Ty Cobb was a horrible person and a racist and killed a guy and was a curmudgeon and all his teammates and everyone hated him. I'm comfortable with that. Now, if new information is brought out to me where I don't really have to do anything and it's just like, here it is, and I'm like, oh, then maybe I'll change my opinion. But I'm very comfortable in my 47 years with this Ty Cobb situation wrapped up, and I don't feel the need to pull at that string.
Okay.
I'm just going to let it go.
What if the information I just told you, like, does that help?
No,
I mean,
no,
you just
doesn't.
Don't believe me? There's a whole essay on it. I was just reading through
it. A whole essay?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I was just reading through it on the...
You know, there's also...
Here, actually, I'll send it to you.
There's also a whole essay claiming that a lot of things.
It's by Charles Learson. He's the author of Ty Cobb, A Terrible Beauty.
We didn't land on the moon. 9/11 was an inside job, right? JFK was killed by aliens. Cool.
Well, you don't have to believe him, but he is claiming he was not racist, and it's quite a... quite a read. I'm going to send it to you.
I don't really care. I'm not.
I know you're not going to read it.
I'm not going to read it.
You know what? I would feel better
if I just
put it into your inbox here. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just go ahead and do that.
My life doesn't change whether Ty Cobb was bad or not.
Now, would you care if you're long dead
and
someone on sports radio in 75 years was having this debate about you?
No, because I'm dead.
Yeah, you don't care?
No. Well, maybe like my posterity down the line, maybe they would care, but I'm assuming that if Ty Cobb has relatives, they've come to grips with whether or not he was good or bad a long time ago. Like, what do I care if someone, he was a Georgia man, right? So let's assume,
I don't know.
I think he was a Georgia peach. So
look at you.
Yeah. If someone, I saw the Ty Cobb movie. If someone down in Georgia right now thinks that I'm a terrible human being, cool. Maybe I am. I don't know. You know what? Here's the thing. I can't judge whether or not I'm a garbage human being or I'm a rad dude. You need third party confirmation for that. I can't make that claim
myself.
I think
you're both.
Hey, look at that.
Complex figure.
Complex, like an onion.
Here's, I'm going to send you another one here. I got a Newsweek article.
You're just wasting your time. I had no desire to open up
this. Okay, so the first one
is Ty Cobb.
Who was Ty Cobb? The history we know that's wrong. And that's from a .edu, so you should take that seriously.
Yeah, take it seriously.
And then the other one.
Someone's capstone project?
The other one is from Newsweek, and it's why you think Ty Cobb was a racist when he wasn't.
Oh.
So I'd like you to read those. Now, you're obviously not going to.
No.
But I'm going to keep sending them to you once per week. Just
until I do read.
I don't know. Not even because you're not going
to
do it.
Is there an audio article that I could listen to? Because you might get me on a dog walk.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe.
I'll see if I can find one for you.
I'm finishing up on the Cuban Missile Crisis right now, and then after that, I do have an opening.
Damn that Obama.
Yeah.
God.
His fault.
All right.
Although, then I've got a separate one. I've got an NFL GM's book that I'm waiting to get into, so you better get me that audio article stacked.
I'll get to you. So we've got a little bit of recruiting news that has hit today, and an Achilles.
Yeah, another. Am I wrong, or does this feel like this is happening, like, a lot? Can we blame this on the shot?
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
Or the damn fat shot.
The fat shot.
Fat shot drug.
Doesn't it feel like there's way more Achilles than there used to be?
No, it doesn't.
Really?
Well, we had Lillard.
Yeah.
And we have Tatum.
I feel like there's a bunch of
these. We had Clay.
We had Durant.
Yeah.
We had Durant.
I think there are always a bunch of Achilles.
Have they?
Are there not? Maybe you could do some homework.
Rodgers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers blew his. And
Rodgers.
I don't know.
Deshaun Watson.
I am open to the idea, much like the Ty Cobb thing, that I am completely wrong. But much like the Ty Cobb thing, I'm not really to do a bunch of research. It just feels like the Achilles injuries, Kirk Cousins, I feel like these are happening more and more frequently.
Okay.
I remember Dominique had his. Like, that was like the one, and that was like a career ender.
Going back to Neek?
Well, it certainly feels like there's been more in the last 5 or 10 years than there had been in sports previously.
Yes.
I definitely agree
with
that.
When I was growing up, I felt like Dominique is like the one guy I remember having one, and it was like, oh my God, he was never the same after that. But now I feel like the Achilles, it happens quite a bit, and then we're like, it'll be fine.
I do think, I'll look it up in the break, I think it's a basketball death sentence, though. If you look at guys' careers pre and post, a lot of them don't get the bounce anymore, and it's really problematic.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get to that coming up next on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Nice to have you along. Big Tuesday program.
Okay, we apologize.
Blazers are for sale. We're putting in a bid. Probably fall short, but
I might be a little short on that one.
I'm putting in a bid.
I think an IOU would work for old Jode. Whoops.
Couple big news items here in headlines. One is that Jackson Cantwell, the offensive tackle.
Yeah.
He's the number one offensive tackle in the class of 2026. Mm-hmm. Oregon had a beat on him.
Yeah, I guess he said he was a big Dan Lanning guy. Said he loved.
Loved Dan Lanning. Who doesn't?
Dan Lanning does appear to be very popular with the kids.
I mean, well, Dan Lanning's just a dude. He's Dan a good Lanning, dude. Everybody likes him.
Seems like a solid dude.
Yeah. You want to have a beer with him if you're a dude.
Yeah.
You probably want to, you know, if you're.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
You know what I mean.
He is what you want in a modern college coach.
But the Ducks did not get Jackson Cantwell. He chose Miami today.
Yeah. I guess they're saying $2.5 million escalating each year.
Bit of a stunner.
You got the bag.
Yeah.
Old lineman getting paid.
Yeah, so Oregon was in,
there, and, you know,
Georgia
an
was in,
guy.
And Ohio State was in.
Yeah,
but Cantwell going to Miami. By the way, Miami's got a little momentum. Little Uncle Mo on their side.
Sure.
Out there.
I mean, they were right on the doorstep last year and just came up a little bit short on the defensive side. Cristobal finally took the reins off the offense. And
what an opportunity.
Having Cam Ward helps. And now I think they're going down the Carson Beck road, so.
We'll see about that.
We'll see what happens.
Who's there? Didn't they hire a new defensive coordinator?
I think they did. I think they canned the other guy.
Corey Heatherman.
Where's he from?
Minnesota.
Okay.
Your
My
Gophers.
Golden Gophers.
I don't think they're the. Are they the Golden Gophers?
That's right,
Minnesota. Yeah.
Well, I thought they were just the Gophers.
No, they are the Golden Gophers.
They are the Golden Gophers.
Yes.
Okay. Jason Tatum tore his Achilles last night.
Yeah, it's brutal.
He had surgery today.
Yeah, I love how, like, again, no one will just come out and say that he tore his Achilles. They're like, oh, we're hoping it's not the case. Non-contact, you saw the ripple go up the calf. And this is why I'm saying I feel like the Achilles has become, like, way more. We all know what it looks like now, and you can see the
you
calf.
Can see it,
you can see it roll up the back of your calf, and then people are like, I don't want to speculate. No.
I have information on this, by the way, for you. I have actually found some Achilles tendon tear.
And am I, data. Am I out in the
well,
left
I don't know. We're
going to
find out, aren't we?
Let's go.
How about a tease?
Oh, I like that.
That's what they call a tease in the radio biz.
Look at you.
When we come back, I'm going to give you that data.
You're lubing the deals with Achilles right now.
Are Achilles tendon tears more common than ever?
Look, either way, this is brutal for the Celtics. Although, can we also say this, because I don't like, because I think this narrative is starting to permeate out there. The Knicks had already come back. They were up by 10. That game was over. The Knicks, Jason Tatum, by the way, 40-plus points, was phenomenal last night. Do not do this to the Knicks.
Discount it.
The Knicks beat that fully loaded Celtics team. They beat them. It was a 3-1 series. And now you're going to do the, Tatum's got. No, the Knicks beat them fair and square. Do not take this away from New York. They beat a fully operational Celtics team.
Well, you just wait until Peyton Pritchard goes God mode and they come all the way back.
Yeah, not betting on that.
No, me neither. No.
All right, we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.